B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Jerry Horton from Papa Roach is my guest today. They have a lot of things happening in 2019, all sorts of concert dates. 2020 brings us the 20th anniversary of Infest. Are they planning on doing anything special for it?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're talking about some things.
We talk about early tours like Ozfest and who he said this about.
I do. That's hilarious. What a guy.
We talk about Jacoby Shaddix and his sobriety and how the band's helped him through that the past 7 years.
We're there at sort of a support system, but it's really ultimately up to him to make those choices every single day.
He gives me a hysterical Vinnie Paul story and a ton more with Jerry Horton from Papa Roach today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Hey, thanks so much for checking out the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. It's Meltdown here along with Al and Janelle. They're coming up with rock news after we talk with Jerry Horton here from Papa Roach. Of course, got a lot of stuff to talk about. Mick Jagger making a return, as well as the guys from Slipknot looking to do some stuff on Kimmel, Dave Grohl. Even, hell yeah, looks like Chad Gray is going to be on the podcast coming up here by the end of the week. So that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be really cool, yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, if you like this podcast, a 5-star rating, write a review, the whole thing. In the meantime, Jerry was out doing the rounds talking about the upcoming tour and what they have going on. And boy, they have a lot of stuff happening here. And so it's really cool to talk to Jerry. I've talked to Jacoby twice in the last 6 months. And so they asked me if I wanted to talk to someone from Papa Roach. I said, well, let me talk to Jerry. It's been a while since I have talked to him. And just a pretty good dude, pretty mellow guy as well. But as you'll find, a pretty likable person, too, right here on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast.
Hey,
man, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, it's Meltdown here in Detroit at WRIF. You know, I just realized something, that we share the same birthday, so this is like one step closer to us becoming best friends, yeah. So...
Well, I thought we were already best friends. But.
Well, that makes one of us then. So, anyways, well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I think I have a couple years on you still. But anyways, I just thought that was interesting. I just happened to see that online. So you guys got this. You guys got a lot of stuff going on. This year's been pretty hectic. Going to fire up again. Of course, you got Sonic Temple this weekend. Now, I saw you guys at Rock on the Range a couple years ago. And at the time, Crooked Teeth was just coming out. And I always thought Born for Greatness was just like the best song in that record. And I think Jacoby told me that day. He goes, yeah, well, wait until you see it today. And that was cool. Do you remember that? That you have to remember that performance.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was really killer. So you guys got that coming up this weekend, all sorts of festival dates. Then, of course, I guess this just announced the fall tour with Shinedown, Asking Alexandria, and all those bands, huh?
Yes, sir. I believe, let's see, the August 16th, I think we'll be headlining, and it'll be us and Asking Alexandria. And then after that tour, we're doing another tour with Shinedown and Asking, and that'll be fun as well.
Yeah. Of course, when you come back through here, through Detroit, you got to throw the axes again or something, right?
Heck yeah. That was the first time we did that, and that was so much fun. We had... I think Johnny from Nothing More was the champion that day, but we're working on getting back together with them so we can reclaim the crown.
I got to tell you, I told Jacoby this too. I was pretty impressed by how well you guys actually picked up that sport. I thought it was pretty cool, man.
It was a lot of fun. It was the first time we did that, and, we actually, we're afraid for our fingers, but, we came out okay.
Hey, I also noticed that next year, I mean, it seems kind of hard to believe, but Infest turns 20 next year. You guys going to do anything special for that occasion, or just another year?
No, well, yeah. I mean, we're talking about some things. I doubt we would do a whole tour, but we might do some special, events here and there. We definitely don't, it's not the only thing that we're about, obviously we have a long career, a lot of records.
Right.
It is, it's the one that put us on the map, and, Last Resort is basically the song that gave us a career and, gave us a shot. And, that song sort of has become part of pop culture, and we do want to celebrate it. we just don't want it to be, we don't want to beat it to death. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I was thinking about that. You know, when that record first came out, you guys, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think I recall meeting you guys for the first time on the Ozfest tour. Is that right?
So the first major tour that we did was Warped Tour in 2000, and then Ozfest was 2001.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know if we would have met on Warped Tour, but Ozfest was right. Well, actually, in between that, I think was we went out with Korn right after that, so maybe that was it.
Yeah, you know, I remember this from all those years ago because I've done this for a long time. But I remember we all took a picture in front of Zakk Wylde, who was sleeping on a couch, and we were behind him. I don't know if that was. Do you remember that at all?
I do. That's hilarious. Yeah, what a guy. What a crack up.
Sometimes these stupid thoughts just pop up in my head. Hey, you know, you mentioned...
He was trying not to drink on that tour, but it didn't really work out.
Right, exactly. Just mentioned Korn and stuff. What are your thoughts on the term new metal after all these years? I mean, we're like, you know, two decades into the new metal thing. What do you think about that term?
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. People, you know, a lot of like journalists and stuff were searching for some sort of category, you know, and because that's what we as humans like to do. We like to put things in boxes and put names on them and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it is what it is. We were really against it at the time. You know, we're not metal, you know, we're, you know, punk rock and hip hop and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, whatever. It's fine, you know. And really, when it comes down to it, is we're a rock band, and whatever they want to call us it is what it is. We kind of have over the years developed our own sound that, you know, people, you know, have taken influence from, and you know, when you hear a song, when you hear one of our songs, you don't think new metal, you think Papa Roach.
Yeah, definitely. I was telling Jacoby about this as well. I think I interviewed him twice in the last like last 6 months or whatever. But it's like I really think that with Crooked Teeth and Who Do You Trust, you guys have kind of I don't know. It seems like a rebirth of Papa Roach. Am I just hearing things differently? Do you feel that way or no?
No, we definitely feel that way. We had an amazing time writing and recording that record. A lot of it had to do with the fact that we worked with some new people. The guys that we worked with they're all younger than we are. They kind of grew up listening to us, and you know, they wanted to get us back to that energy that we had, and you know, sort of that experimentation that we had back in the day. Not, you know, and not really worrying about, is this song a hit or whatever? And that kind of energy, kind of, at least I feel, maybe you do as well. I feel like that energy really translated into the album, and you know, we worked with those guys on Who Do You Trust, and we're probably going to go back to them again, just because we had so much fun and that. We feel like that the experience of making an album is just as important as the song, because if you have, you know, if you're having a great time, that will show through in the music.
Yeah, you talk about energy and stuff. I know when you guys are on stage, it's super energetic. I saw you guys play at the Fillmore here last time you swung through. I think the day that you guys were throwing axes and stuff. And, you know, I was talking also to Jacoby. It's like I talked to him all the time, it seems like. But he was talking about his 7-year anniversary of his sobriety and stuff. How much of that did the band help him with?
I mean, you know, we help him in the way that we support him. As friends, but really, you know, that we could, you know, we're there as a sort of a support system, but it's really ultimately up to him to make those choices every single day. So, you know, I know a lot of people say that the support system is really important, but you know, he's been a strong force in himself, and you know, I don't think anybody really should take any credit for his sobriety other than himself.
Yeah, well, that's well put. I'll tell you what. So you guys have Rock on the Range this weekend, festival dates. Man, you got your whole year already mapped out for you. Do you like that? Do you like looking ahead and seeing everything all booked out? Or
I do. I like to know what we're doing. I like to know that we have everything set, and especially so I can kind of mentally prepare myself for all the flying I have to do. But you know, it makes me feel good that, you know, we have all these things, all these shows booked, all these people wanting to come and see us play, and you know, all the energy that we're gonna get to exchange with a lot, you know, with all the audiences and stuff. So
all right, well, one final thing here for you, then I'll let you go. So I know you got a lot of interviews to do today. So our birthdays are on March 10th. Vinnie Paul's was on March 11th, one of my friends. You got any Vinnie Paul memories?
I have a few. There's one in particular where it was towards the end of the night, and we were just sitting on the bus. It was we had played a festival with Hell Yeah, and you know, it was just a few of the Papa Roach guys, and we were talking, and you know, the bus door opens, Vinnie Paul comes through, and you know, it's obviously just loud, boisterous, you know, guy comes in. He goes, "Hey man, I'm trying to blow smoke, but can I give you 2 minutes of my time?" And we're going, "Yeah, Vinny, of course." He's like, "Man, that show was one of the best shows I ever seen. The sound was so amazing. I just want to tell you, I love you guys." And like, you know, if anybody, you know, anybody who knows Vinny, that was a regular occurrence. Like, he was just so, he had the biggest heart of anybody. And you know, I don't drink, I don't party, but he still made me feel like one of his, you know, close friends. And that was like, when we lost him, it was really tough, especially for me. 'Cause you know, like I said, I don't go out and party. So I don't make those real close bonds with a lot of those guys who do party. But it was, I mean, what a guy.
Yeah, VP was definitely a one of a kind, along with his brother, no doubt. Well, listen, Jerry, we'll let you move on to other interviews. Have fun this weekend at Sonic Temple, and I'll expect a text or a tweet or something next year for my birthday. So,
heck yeah. That's right.
Hey, have a good one. Good to hear your voice. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Jerry Horton today from Papa Roach on the Talkin' Rock podcast. And I'll tell you what, man, pretty good guy right there. I love talking to him about the sobriety with Jacoby, because that's kind of a big thing with a lot of these bands now. And yeah, as you can say, he, you know, Jerry takes, or I should say Jacoby, takes full, you know, responsibility of what he does. And as you just heard, Jerry doesn't drink or nothing. So that was kind of interesting. But that Black Label story is so funny with Zach Wild. I don't even think he was, I'm not even sure if Black Label was around. I'm trying to remember when Black Label started, but this was on Ozfest, so Zach was actually playing for Ozzy, and I remember we were like a Dave and Buster's or something, taking some listeners out there, and hey, let's get a group photo of everybody, you know, together. And I can't remember who else was in there. I should try to dig that photo out somewhere, but Zach's like, okay, fine, and he was just laying down sleeping anyways at the couch. So
what was up with Zach? Was he listening to our podcast or something?
What a dick. I have dragged you out of the street. And this is what you do to me. So, okay. Anyways, that voice you hear is Al Beck, and Janelle is joining us as well, since he was in the building. I'm like, hey, dude, what are you doing? He's like, nothing.
That's
like,
how I got here.
Okay, I know, exactly. Exactly. So, anyways, rock news you can use or not, and most likely not, but Al's here to deliver it anyways, and only the way he can.
That's not very well.
With no follow-up questions, of course. So, anyhow, but let's start off with Mick Jagger. I guess some video was released of him. doing some moves.
That's right.
To dance like Jagger or whatever they say. Moves like Jagger.
Moves like Jagger. Yeah. He still got those moves, Meltdown. Of course, the backstory, he had some heart surgery. Rolling Stones had to indefinitely reschedule their dates. Well, not reschedule. We haven't got the reschedules yet. But anyway, it does sound like Mick Jagger is feeling a lot better. Even posted on Twitter, said, thank you, everyone, for all of your messages of support. I'm feeling much better now and on the mend. And also a huge thank you to all the hospital staff for doing a superb job. And there is video that he posted on his Twitter account, if you want to check it out, of practicing some dance moves in the studio, just kind of getting his moves back in order. Now, the Rolling Stones were originally supposed to kick off a tour in April. That had to be postponed, which is the word I was looking for earlier, postponed.
Mm-hmm.
No word as to when the new dates are going to be scheduled yet, but it does look like Mick Jagger is clear to perform.
All right, cool. Well, we'll look forward to seeing him back out there. I mean, you know, he's got to do something because Keith Richards can't be the oldest guy in the band.
<That's> right.
Yeah. I want to see the video. Old men dancing are my favorite.
Yeah, videos of old men dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we ask you to come on the podcast? I can't remember.
And I should just laugh and
and clap like a seal. So, anyways, hey, moving on. The guys from Slipknot. This looks like could be kind of cool. I typically don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, but maybe I'll do it tomorrow night. We'll see. I'll tape it anyways.
Yeah, so they're going to be performing. And as we mentioned on the last podcast, Corey Taylor just had double knee surgery, but is saying that's not going to slow him down. He's expecting to be there at Jimmy Kimmel. He's expecting to be up on stage. But they also released this cryptic video, which they've been doing a lot in promoting this new album, mm-hmm. this cryptic stuff. So the Jimmy Kimmel performance is, as we record this, in the future on Friday the 17th. But there's also a video out there that's got the caption of 0516. So something planned for Thursday that... not really sure what.
Okay.
This is this crazy video with a bunch of images and, like I said, very cryptic. So.
Well, typically by the time you hear this, you know, will have already happened. But yeah. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you what. Speaking of masks and stuff, you guys are. Well, I know Janelle, you're a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. So what was the deal with the dude the other day from what's the guy who debuted his mask?
The Bray Wyatt guy.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt. Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, now, it looks kind of.
That
cool.
Looked like one of the Slipknot masks. Yeah. What it should be.
It did, right? Kind of Joker style. Yeah, that looked
really cool. So yeah, they're saying new masks, and I don't know if they're going to replace. Our friend number three there, Chris Fain. So is there still going to be 9 guys or 8 guys or what are they going to have? 12 guys? Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I hope you're not asking me a follow-up question. That's not a part of the story I have in front of me.
Exactly. So anyhow, Dave Grohl was on Ellen.
Sort of.
I didn't see it, but they tell me he was.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, there was a video that he sent in, and it's this young girl, Yoyoka Soma, I think you say her name. She's a Japanese girl who's... she went viral doing a drum cover of Good Times, Bad Times from Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, these are the kind of people Ellen likes to have on. So she had her on the show, talked to her a little bit. And then Yoyoka went out and performed The Pretender, the Foo Fighters song, on the drums. Great cover. She kills it.
Yes. Yeah, great song. Yeah.
And then again, typical Ellen stuff. She's always got a surprise for her guests. Mentioned to Yoyoka, like, you'd mentioned that, oh, Dave Grohl's your favorite drummer. Well, here's a message for you. And Dave Grohl recorded a special video just for her.
Hey, Yoyoka. This is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. I've seen you play The Pretender before, and you're amazing. So keep it up, because the world needs more drummers.
That's funny, because that's exactly what I was thinking, actually. The world does need more drummers.
I love a good drummer, man. I love drummers.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing like a good drummer. But by the way, how do you know so much about Ellen? You're like, oh, yeah, as Ellen usually does. Do you watch her show all the time?
I don't want to. Here's the thing about Ellen is I think she's funny. Yeah. The show is not. I am not the core demographic for that show. It's not. So I will say, though, if I'm scrolling through Facebook or Twitter or something, if someone shares an Ellen video, I'll usually watch it because I think she's funny.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
She started as a stand-up comedian. She's a good comic.
I liked her stand-up. I started stand-up back in like the late 80s. That was really good stuff.
So no, Meltdown is not.
I have to turn their microphones off here because I don't really want to talk about Ellen. To be quite honest with you,
but. No, it is not appointment television. But if I come across a video, I'll watch it.
Yeah, these guys. Ellen. She does great stand-up.
I am not Ellen.
Where did this take a turn?
Hey, I'm not ashamed of it. Al Beck Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You got something to say. Go ahead. I'm right here, pal.
God, here we go. All right. Talk about bear tooth. Something you might know about.
Bear tooth, some band or something. To my knowledge, have not been on Ellen before.
With a name like Bear Tooth, I doubt they ever will be.
Yeah, no, they're this hard rock band, and we've been playing them on the riff for a little while. Yeah. I think they're great. The new album, Disease, that came out last year, really good record.
Yeah.
And they were one of the many bands that had something for Record Store Day, which was April. So normally you get the A side and the B side, and then that's it. And if you don't show up to Record Store Day, you're SOL.
Yep.
But Beartooth decided to take their Record Store Day releases and put them out digitally, just a little couple song EP called B Sides.
All right.
So for big Beartooth fans, a couple more songs to go check out if you missed Record Store Day.
And finally, we're going to talk with Chad Gray coming up here, hopefully by the end of the week here on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. And of course, he's the singer of Hell Yeah, was it formerly from Mudvayne, which was a band I just loved. But anyways, you know, we talked about this the other day. Obviously, you know, Vinnie Paul left us last year, almost coming up on the 1 year anniversary here next month. And he recorded a bunch of stuff. I want to ask Chad about how much actually he did record. And now Roy from Stone Sour has taken over on the drums. And I think he's going to go out on tour with them. Is that the plan?
You know what? We still don't have a confirmation.
I'm sorry, it's a question. That wasn't even a follow-up question. That was just a question.
It was a statement turned into a question. It was a little bit of a hybrid. I have not seen any reports one way or the other of who. We know that Roy, however you say his last name, Janelle.
Moriga, something like that.
You've introduced wrestling matches before. Like, you got a name like that, you got to tap into that, Janelle, I think.
Yeah, he needs to wear like one of those masks and stuff, like a luchador.
Called wrestling.
Yeah.
You've done a stage announcements.
Roy's not very big. He could fit into one of those little outfits.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the only thing that's been confirmed as far as Roy, whatever his last name is, goes.
I think that's it.
How many DJs does it take? He's going to be performing that one-off show for sure. He did that. So the tour, not really sure. Maybe it's going to be him. Maybe not. Obviously, Corey Taylor's doing the Slipknot thing, so he's probably got time. They're not doing Stone Sour. But they do have a bunch of concert dates. We wanted to throw out the couple, of course. You can find this podcast up at WREF.com and also Rock929Rocks.com. So we thought we'd share the Boston and Detroit dates. July 28th, they'll be at the House of Blues in Boston. And then for Detroit, August 10th, they'll be at the Fillmore Theater. And we mentioned this in the last podcast. But thought we'd mention it again, especially with Chad coming up as a guest. Welcome Home is the title of the new album, and you can download that, stream it, purchase it starting September 27th.
Okay. Is that it, or do we have to talk more about Ellen? I don't know.
I got to go check my DVR, make sure it's recording right now. That,
How do you feel about Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon.
Just kidding.
All right. As Al and Janelle go check on the Chew or the Talk or anything else they're watching, The View.
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Yeah. She's not busy falling down or whatever does on that show.
Anyways, thanks so much for listening. If you've made it this far, I really apologize for this episode, to be quite honest with you. Not my part with Jerry, but with their parts. No, Jerry Orton was great.
I love being on a podcast with somebody has to apologize for.
Almost on a daily basis.
Almost.
I'm not sure. I should just apologize for making you part of this podcast, to be quite honest with you. So, anyways, thanks for Jerry from Papa Roach for calling in. Thank you for listening as well. At Meltdown WRIF, at Talkin' Rock with One. You can check us out on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and the whole thing. Janelle, what do you got?
Nothing. Radio JNJ. At Radio JNJ.
And Al already gave his pathetic social media information.
Bring it on! You out there? Al Beck Radio.
Al Beck Radio. There you go. You guys can share your love of Ellen online so everyone can see it. So, you done?
I'm more than done.
Hey, by the way, not only do I have Chad Gray coming up from Hell Yeah, I've also got, I'm supposed to talk with Chris Angel. Now, this is going to be kind of interesting. I don't know if I've ever interviewed a magician before. Here's one of my questions for Chris. See if you guys dig this. So, are you more of like a magician or a showman? Where do you place yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Good line of questioning.
Have you guys seen him live before?
Not live, but I used to watch his show.
I should just interview him and just talk about Carrot Top the whole time.
Perfect.
Do you know that Carrot Top had a room in Vinnie Paul's house? Like, no. It was like the Carrot Top room. It was orange or something.
You know, you can ask me a question that starts, did you know that Carrot Top? Stop right there. The answer is no. Unless it has red hair, I've got nothing for you.
I went and saw Carrot Top one time in Vegas just because my wife hates him so much. And I was like, okay, you're not here with me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy a ticket. I bought a ticket for $35 to go buy myself. Like,
how
this
was it?
Like, it was great. It was really fantastic.
And he doesn't like Ellen. There you go. Yeah. All right.
Ellen doesn't have props, dude. There's no props. Okay?
No.
Ellen doesn't have cases and cases
of
props.
She's got talent and humor.
Hey, listen. Carrot Top's got more plastic surgery.
Probably.
I would venture to guess.
For sure.
So, anyways, I think we're done here. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
I think we are done when we start.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.